Timeless 106.1 FM KFFB. This is Bob Connell, and this is day number 4 here of our KFFB's open mic as we celebrate veterans during Veterans Week. What better person to have on the radio than Senator Bozeman? And Senator Bozeman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Well, this is a special time that we think about veterans, although we need to think about them every day and not just once a year. So thank you for doing this again. And we talked about this earlier, and I've talked about this every time I come on the show. These aren't give-me's. These are earned benefits that our veterans have earned by serving their country, which we're very, very grateful for.
Senator, thanks for taking time and taking a highlighting of how we're reaching out to veterans. You know, we've talked about this before, even in my own family. My father was in the Korean War conflict, served 4 years, never thought about it again till he was in his late 60s, and then he was able to get some services. It was unbelievable, and he just felt like a king when he realized the treatment that he received then, and I just remember that was a very important part, and I think that's something that we see. We've got to reach out to those for the history of that, but also there's opportunity to find need.
Well, this is a great time of the year to remember our veterans and to tell them how much we appreciate them. But also, it's a good time to educate them on the various things that, because they serve honorably, that they're entitled to various things. So today, we've got some special guests with us. In fact, we've got two veterans with us, two retired colonels, and Colonel Lloyd from the Library of Congress, who is actually head of the Veterans History Project and heads that for the entire country, working out of the Library of Congress. And then Anita Deason, a retired colonel, who is on my staff and works very, very hard to ensure that she does all that we can do as a staff to help the veterans in Arkansas.
Well, Karen, we talked about that earlier in the week, and that was talking about the history of our veterans, and that's something you're so passionate about, and that's what's so amazing when you get connected. I really love the passion that you show. But we look at World War I, and you're collecting this. There's information that could be just a photograph, and they're wondering, how do they preserve it? That's what you do.
Well, that's exactly what we do, and it's what the library specializes in. And at the library, on the library website, we have a special preservation site where you can go and learn how to preserve not just the letters, but the photographs and the other items. You can also choose to donate those originals to the Library of Congress. We'll take care of them, so we would suggest you make a scan of them, and then we will make sure that they're stabilized and available for future generations.
Now, I know there's some people there kind of caught their attention thinking they can put their family heirlooms with you and it's preserved forever, but what are you looking for? What's some of the items that they don't even realize it's sitting on their shelf?
We are looking for letters. We're looking for memoirs. We're looking for diaries. We're looking for photographs, all of those kinds of things that really tell a story. We happen to have Sergeant Homer Hall, who was with the 507th PAR, the Parachute Infantry Regiment, out of the 82nd, who parachuted in to Normandy, and he missed the drop zone. And he collected about 15, he's a good staff sergeant, he collected 15 other folks that missed the drop zone and created a little platoon behind the German lines, and it was creating what I would call hate and discontent for about a week, got caught, got sent over to a POW camp. So not only do we have his diary from the time he was in the POW camp, we have the memoirs from his wife, who wrote about what it was like not knowing. I mean, all she knew was her husband was missing in action. And so she lived with that and wrote a memoir. So that also has become a part of his collection. So there's just many ways. But what's really unique about the library is that veterans keep their copyrights for the materials that they give to us. And that's so important because we have researchers that come and look through our collections. For example, Ken Burns, back in 2008, he did the World War II documentary. And most recently, he's done the Vietnam documentary. For it, he came in and used over 200 of our collections, but the veterans kept their copyright. So he had to go talk with those families or the veterans to say, this is how I want to use your story. Are you okay with that? That's really, really important. And not all of the programs, like the oral history program that we have at the library, let veterans keep their copyrights. So we think that's very, very important.
And that's something else you find when you get that history. You find out from the family that they may have some services that can be offered.
Absolutely. While you're interviewing a veteran, for the veteran themselves, it's so cathartic. For the family, they learn things about that veteran they may have never known. You also may find out that the veteran is not connected to the VA, and so you help them gain access to the VA and apply for those earned benefits. You may find out they lost their medals in a house fire, so we help them get a replacement set of medals. Or in that same house fire, they may have lost their military records, and you need your military records to gain access to the VA. And something I do want to emphasize, because we do run into this problem all too often. When a veteran passes, the family should provide their report of separation. It is now called a DD Form 214. With that form, the funeral home can request military funeral honors for that veteran, and without it, they can't provide that. So it's very important that not only the veteran, but also their family have that DD 214, and we can help them get those records.
All they can do is contact your office or one of the Veterans Affair organizations in their own county?
No, very much so. And we would be glad to help any way that we can. And the county veteran service officer is available for those kind of things also. Hearing these stories as they tell them is so exciting and a nice byproduct. In fact, sometimes, Anita, especially when you had a situation like World War II where everybody was separating, everybody wanted to get out of there. And it was really a matter of, you know, the train's over there, it's leaving for home, and if you want to hang around and fill out the paperwork. So a lot of these people actually didn't ever get their medals in the first place, were eligible for them. And many times, you know, you're able to get that worked out and they get the Purple Heart or whatever, you know, some other medal that they were entitled to and get all of those things worked out. And it's just a very, very nice thing.
Well, thanks for joining us for day number 4. Day number 5 coming up tomorrow for our Veterans Week here on KFFB.
Thank you very much for having us.